and welcome to the Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I played Crankle this time, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Let's take it around the horn.
Hope playing the Floor Tank. Ice Flonk.
Rich playing Burr.
Roger playing the new queen of Tinkerville, Janome.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
No, you're playing Flitty.
Yeah, mostly was playing Flitty.
That was your character. You got to play, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I got to play the hell out of Flitty.
Got to be the part of the show. Yeah.
Yearning for BBs.
I think
that's going to be a problem when you run out again.
I just feel like it's one of those things where it's like I have to go more unhinged than you guys sometimes, where I'm like, yeah, the Yeti's a psycho who loves candy.
Imagine like Flitty's like Donkey Kong now, just like protecting his BB horde.
Yeah. Pretty much. That was so dumb. That was so stupid.
That's awesome.
I don't know if that one was, I think that was even dumber than the fucking Gongilla one shot. That felt so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
By a very large margin. It was so long too. That's like almost like, it's close to like, it's over 3 hours altogether, the part one and part two.
Did you think a workers' revolution was going to go quickly?
No. But there's a good 20 minutes at the top of you guys just like, what do you guys want to do here?
I was working on their pump.
Let's talk tungsten.
You kept talking about tungsten.
And shungite.
I know.
That one threw me off. You said shungite. I'm like, oh my God.
Like when you started talking about tungsten, like I immediately like shungite's like one of those like new age, like this rock will like help you with whole body. Like, yeah, like stability.
Yeah.
Like Janome would totally know about Shungite.
Love Shungite.
We talked so long at the beginning that like I started had to like make up Flitty lore that his wife cheated on me.
What's his wife's name?
Oh yeah, it was like
Gabetti or
Gabetti.
Gabetti, yeah.
Gabetti the Yeti.
Gabetti.
Yeah, the town that bicycle.
That killed me. Oh my God, that killed me.
Yeah. But I had no idea.
Well, all those other Yetis got what was coming to them.
Yeah.
And Flitty got what he deserved.
We got them all riled up.
I know. I got them all pumped up, too. They're all...
I kind of just like the idea that, like, the gnomes were really subservient until they realized they didn't have to be. And they were like, oh, we're going to violently kill our oppressors, so let's have fun with this.
Yeah. Sure, like, that works when you have oppressors.
Yeah, Bear in the square really killed Bear in the square. Because it sounded to me like one of those, like, Facebook events where it's like, we're going to do Bear in the square, streak through the square.
I was trying to communicate it quickly because I was just trying to run out of there. And I just kept saying bear in the square. So there's got to go to the square where the bear is. We got to go bear in the square.
It's so dumb.
When you said they started stripping naked, that freaking killed me.
For those at home wondering what stat blocks we use for this, I used a very toned down version of the Fey Lady Snow Queen from Kobold Press. By herself, she's typically a CR 16 monster.
So oh my God, dude.
Jesus.
That's why she did so much damage.
Yeah, I noticed.
I kind of just like, basically just like didn't use all her full kit really, but I just thought it'd be fun to use. I haven't used the stat block before and she had a lot of fun wintery stuff. But yeah, boy howdy.
Not for the Cobalt Press shit.
They're so good.
Me and Flitty had to go City of Violence on her.
Yeah, pretty much. Roll
going up the two staircase. That was a good touch.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like,
Flitty doesn't have cold resistance.
Yeah.
You're right. He has immunity.
He wanted that so bad.
Really trying to get out of it. Well, because I was, in my head, I was like, either Flitty dies a hero's death or he ends this fucking one shot with like a pile of BBs. I was like, he's getting a fun ending. I haven't decided how it's going to go yet. But yeah, obviously it made sense that they were immune to cold. I just didn't want to look. I'm clicking a lot back here. All right. But yeah, good call. I love the idea of him diving in front of you for the fucking
code of cold. Yeah, that luck roll.
Love
that
for you.
Perfect.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, she has to like do a cone. So it's like she can't like position
There's two people flanking
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess, I guess I could take an opportunity attack, but she actually—I didn't even change
too
her.
Bad the flanker was down.
I didn't really change her health at all. She only had 123 health, which is like not a ton, really. Yeah,
she had reactions. But
she
hits,
like,
a truck.
Yeah, she had legendary resistances. She had reactions. So, like, yeah, I thought it was like it kind of balanced out.
Was it
just like, gonna whittle them down and then that slow that? Came
or was it
in?
A reaction.
It like, took a reaction. Yeah, it like used her reaction to do it.
So you're just being a jerk when I hit her.
Yeah, kind of.
You bully.
Well, I used. She had the reaction, which was the shard thing, and then a legendary reaction. She could just bonk people with the crown. She had some other ones that were fun too. There was one of her legendary reactions was snowblind. Everyone within 100 feet had to make a DC 17 con save to be blinded.
You know, really happy you didn't do that one.
Yeah, that would have really annoying.
We would have failed that.
And then she had another one called snowfall mantle. She throws her mantle of snow at a point she can see within 60 feet. An area within 30 feet of that point instantly becomes covered in deep snow.
Oh, damn.
Everyone there would have had to make a DC 17 strength saving throw or be restrained. Basically, just snow up to your neck, like, immediately.
Yeah, that would have extended the battle by, like,
so long.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
We're just struggling to get through snow.
Yeah.
As 3 and 2 foot tall gnomes.
I thought, like, that dragon was going to be powerful enough to just, like, burst through the building and just... nuke it.
Chomper ass.
Yeah, was it? It was weird because he had ice breath. So, like, she would have been immune to it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
If you wanted to, you could have, like, tried to steer him into just break through the manor and bite her, but yeah, it was pretty funny.
I thought it was more dumb just to be like, hold on, just let me
lower it down. Okay. Go through the door here.
I mean, that slow paid out dividends.
Always.
Big time.
Always.
Big time.
I hate slow.
once you ate up the last one, I was like, oh, I'm 100% doing it now.
Yeah. I hate that spell.
I love it.
It's so annoying. Best. You guys love it because it's never been done to you by a monster. Has.
Excuse me?
Actually, that's not true. I've done it a couple times, but it's not fun. It's not great. Yeah. I don't like it.
Now, the main campaign's got to wait for the gnome army to
join. Well, that's the other thing, too. I get to like put like news reports somewhere in Magri of like... gnome rebellion.
It's just a picture of us
work
in the throne room.
Yeah. Workers get dental and down on
BBs. It's gonna be ice flock passed out on the ground.
Where the hell they get BBs?
Oh my god, BBs!
This continued to 2006.
Toulouse is, I've only heard legends. Mima told me the tales of the BBs, but they disappeared.
Yeah, if you want more Butterfinger BB content,
send Jeff up there.
No, I was gonna say, listen to Nadpod's Trinityvale arc because there's so much BB talk in that as well.
Don't advertise another D&D podcast.
This is the only reason we have this D&D podcast. So, just saying, check it out. It's a great arc. Very fun. A lot of BB stuff. I don't know how much more Butterfinger BB I'm can cram into this campaign.
Hey, that was like, force Nestle's hand.
Yeah, right.
I was like worried that I was gonna have to Butterfingers? Like. My thought was like we went through all that, and I was gonna persuade. Like Fleddy to be like,
yeah,
hey man, I'm sorry for lying to you. Yeah. Like
the BBs were the friends we made along the way.
We're all freed though. Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Just like Ice Flunk's home.
Yeah.
You guys really wanted to get rid of me.
He's so stupid.
Where do you want to go, Ice Flunk? Is there someplace you'd like to be? Yeah.
Like, what's your dream? Like,
Ice Flunk's living his dream, making tungsten weights.
That's an insane dream.
He's off. Do you know Ice Flunk's intelligence? It's 7. All right.
He just wants to be paid for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wants a job with benefits.
He just wants compensation.
Well, now you have dental and vision. You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And 13 holidays.
Thank you. Yeah.
We'll take like a one day a week off. We'll have like 2 hour siesta.
And now he's in charge of conditioning the no
4 day work week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Whatever you want, it's yours. as the head of the union,
as the queen.
Yeah.
Why am I the queen? Because the crown.
She was a queen. And I just thought it was funny. Queen Genome.
I'm just ambiguous. Yeah. Genome.
Queen Genome, first of his name.
Don't worry. Ice Flunk's going to train up all these gnome warriors with all those tungsten weights you made fun of me about.
They're going to get so beefy.
You're just going to have a lot of 20 strength gnomes when they get there.
Yeah, like episode 100, there's just like a huge battle happening and just tungsten cubes are falling from the sky off of a white dragon
with
for no reason.
Extra sharp corners.
Honestly,
sounds
like
horrific.
With all like the followers you've been gathering, it's going to be like Battle of the Five Armies.
Yeah,
pretty
much.
Hobbit, like essentially, like all these races are going to come together.
Yeah, I mean,
Mike completely like, does. He brings people together.
My like grand, my grand plan is I really want to do like huge, giant battle combat near the end of this campaign where it's like you guys are like leading fucking legions against like Krizik followers. That'd be like Candyland.
Yeah, exactly. 20.
Yeah, like I've looked at those fights a bunch of times because it does look really fun.
Because we can like command like units.
Yeah.
To like,
and your units kind of get your abilities. Sort of.
It becomes an RTS.
Basically.
Telugo is going to be in charge of the spider rider.
Yeah, basically, like
you're all going to have slippery.
100%.
Yeah,
Luga's going to be your lieutenant.
Yeah,
lieutenant.
Nice.
She's gonna be the biggest right there for the taken all
with Frick at the tip.
Yeah, Frick is the Frick's the tip.
Luke.
It's been a weird day.
It was there for the taking.
We recorded so long today.
Yeah, everything just sounds so stupid. Right? Everything. That's what's like.
That's because it is.
When we do these like 4-episode days, I'm so delirious near the end of it. Yeah. Like I'm so just like. Yeah, I don't know.
Gabetti the Yeti freaking
you really dug deep for that.
Wrecked me.
Gabetti the Yeti. Yeah.
You didn't even like pause for that. You were just like Gabetti the
Yeti. Contagious.
Yeah. Gabetti.
Well, I almost said Betty the Yeti. I was like, not dumb enough. Let me just Gabetti. Chuck one more stupid thing on there.
An Italian Yeti.
Yeah. Gabetti. Why have you done this to me?
Again on the Italians.
I got him hooked on the toe. That's what caused him, her to leave him.
I mean,
she was the town pump.
I hate that phrase. I had like so many stat blocks of different random monsters because I had no idea what to use against you guys for this one. Initially, there was going to be a Papa Frost Breath, who was just like a frost giant who was kind of like roaming around.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say like, so what would have happened if like we had failed like all those like stealth and like sleight of hand checks?
You basically she would have had the staff and you would have had to like fight her in there with that staff.
What could the staff do?
It would have just controlled the dragon. So I would have turned the dragon on you guys basically.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it would have been bad. I did kind of set this up like it would be kind of fun to just kill all of you at the end of a one shot, which I've never done that, but I thought it'd be like a dark Christmas ending where it's like
you hear that folks, he's on the side of management.
But I couldn't
company man over here.
I really it went so deeply against my morals that I needed to see the workers have a victory. So
I like how she's like all the gnomes are just like, what the hell's going on? Where's my staff?
Why are there naked gnomes everywhere?
Put it in the umbrella bucket.
The nat 20 perception was so perfect to me. Because as a DM, I was like, man, we're getting kind of high on time here. Well, that's going to cut out a good 20 minutes. Yes, that's right there.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah.
That was one of the best heist jobs ever.
The visual.
Yeah, it worked out so well.
Tip, 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 tip. Just opening the door. Oh. Just grabbing it and like backing out. That visual is so funny to me.
That's so shit.
Because we kind of like, you guys had done all this dumb planning, decided where everyone was going to be, and then it immediately went like too well, which is really funny.
Yeah, I know. We spent so much time planning.
Him dashing, but like gassing out 10 feet short.
I know. Right short of him. I used the Ursa Polaris stat block for my big polar bear. I was nice and I didn't do my cold breath on you, which I could have done. But again, trying to really move this thing around. 15-foot cone would have been a DC 15 dex save or 4d8 cold damage and 4d6 piercing.
Jeez. Damn, that sounds awful.
Averaging out to about like 30-something.
Had a cube real quick.
It also really screwed me by putting me on the back of the sleigh. I just lost a full turn.
I also, well, that was also because I was like, you're so far. I don't even know what you would have done up there, really.
Just thrown a cube.
Yeah. And then
thrown a cube.
It was really
that
funny.
It would have been a javelin flavored as a cube.
The polar bear also had a thing, which I was like, this is just, I'm not like sometimes when you're like, I'm like trying to like balance some of this. It's like putting a monster that's too strong and just taking away a couple features. That's like usually how I've kind of been doing it. This thing had it was funny that you guys were like, use your gaze on the polar bear because he also had a move called Hypnotic Array.
Is that fucking Hypnotoad?
The bear sways its back, causing the ice formations on its shoulders to catch available light. Each creature within 30 feet that sees the light pattern makes a DC 15 wisdom saving throw On a failure, they take 66 radiant damage and are stunned for 1 minute.
66?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So that was, again, this is a challenge rating 7 bear. So like if you all were fighting that one bear, it might have felt fair. But because it was one of several things happening, I was like, take that off the table. That's going to be, that'd be shitty.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. This game is impossible to balance. I don't really know. Every fight, I'm never sure how it's going to swing, really.
It's pretty polarized.
Yeah.
So like that construct did like nothing.
It didn't even hit me.
It got zapped. The only reason it was in the fight was because I typed in ice into my monster search bar and galvanized weird came up. And I was like, oh, it's like an icy electric construct that like fits perfect with the theme. Terrible stat block. Had a stupid slam attack. Didn't hit one time.
Yeah, I know.
I was there for flavor, really.
Sacrificial lamb.
It's like tapping ice flunk on the back.
It had like a little slam attack. Just never hit. That was rough.
Did it do any damage?
I mean, it would have done like, I think like cold and lightning, I'm pretty sure. But like not a lot. It was like a challenge rating like one or something. Okay. It was just there for fun.
The fuck?
So like, it's not hitting me. It's not even doing anything.
Yeah, it's just tapping. Beep, beep.
And it got vaporized after the lightning bolt went through my body.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I like the guardian summon with the little toy bleeblees firing a bunch of bullets at this bear.
Just lighting up a bear.
Hold fire until you see the whites of their eyes.
Well, he's all white. Open fire.
So the slam attack would have done 5 bludgeoning and 5 lightning.
Oh, that's not.
And you would have to make a DC 13 con save or lose the ability to take reactions till the start of your next turn. So it's kind of like what's that? Shock and grasp, sort of, that cantrip. But yeah, challenge rating 1. It was really just there for funsies. And just to keep the ice theme alive. I always like doing these one shots because I just get to kind of like, I'm like, okay, where are all the ice monsters I have at my availability?
You can theme in a
pick all of them out, kind of. I had like an original, like earlier last week, I was thinking about giving the queen like a shitty teen daughter that you guys could try to like get on your side to help like sneak in to steal her staff or something.
She's fucked up. She's hoarding all the BBs.
Would have worked out great for us.
Yeah, there was a what's it called here?
But yeah, what about the Yeti bar? Like, what would happen if we went in there?
That was just another.
Encounter. Yeah, the Nog Vat.
Yeah, you guys would just had to fight a bunch of Yetis for their eggnog. It was just a warehouse full of Yetis. But it was basically like they were just
a warehouse full of Yetis.
Yeah, a whole warehouse map just full of Yetis. They were all just like basically all of the dolls that were being made in your factory went there, and from there they were putting all the little crystals in the eyes. It was just
on our watch.
Yeah, it was basically just to like keep the running theme that Krizik has found a way to use these strange crystals for mind control. And the plan was obviously to give all of the children in Brandini a like mind control doll, which would have, you know, controlled them all, basically.
So if we had failed the mission, would that have like turned Brandini like fully to Krizik?
It would have been a real problem because in the story, this kind of takes place after you guys have already left Brandini. So I would have basically had it so that Nancine would have had to deal with a revolt.
Oh, jeez.
So you might have, like, lost Brandini unless you went back. What it made you guys basically choose either push into Magri for the plot or try to go back and, say, like, help her.
Side quest.
Yeah. But...
oh, Toluga loves side quests.
Yeah, I don't, like, usually, like, making, like, big high stakes on the side, like, the one-shots, but I was like, that would be cool if you guys fucked and all died. And I got to run a wicked dark, like, consequence for the silly one-shot, but...
So what I'm hearing is make more characters that will die.
Yeah, maybe.
Dump con more often. Get it right.
No,
don't. We had a pretty good team comp.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah,
like 2 spellcasters and like 2 frontline and Fletty.
Yeah.
I mean, if we didn't have Fletty, it would have been a lot harder.
I think Fletty did more than me. Let's be honest.
Fletty did some heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Oh, that poison dagger came in like good. You were doing good damage with that.
I had like one turn,
but you really frozen. Nailed it.
I gave everyone else advantage after me, which was just her turn.
Yeah, that went bad, unfortunately. But, you know, hey, man, that's your play style. Yeah, get in, fine. Do something wicked annoying, and then get knocked out. It's pretty good, usually, most of the time.
It's on brand.
I'm really afraid that you have stunning strike now.
Eat shit.
Yeah, I'm going to be in trouble. Luckily, it's a con save, and most of the monsters in the book have okay-ish con, but...
but what if you roll bad?
You hit me so many times with your flurries. It's like one of them's going to go through. I'll take it, though. I guess it's like a way to burn key points.
Yeah. So I don't have many right now because I'm not straight monk.
Yeah.
So Bleebly has a young white dragon, essentially.
Yeah.
On his side.
Yeah, the gnomes now have a young white dragon.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, pretty cool. yeah, you guys, it's funny too because
Bleebly doesn't even know.
They don't even know. This. You guys have no idea that there's like,
because the
like
bully walks all over again.
Yeah.
The most insane thing.
Yeah. When we come in. Like, it's going to be so, I can't wait to start doing propaganda against you guys because to like the rest of the world, it just seems like for some reason, Southern Aeona has been like been taken over by this weird backwater cult. It's driving everyone crazy. And they're trying to like get rid of Krizik and unleash the machines. Like, to like everyone else, it seems like.
But they brought the wet. Nuts.
We brought the wet.
Yeah, you know, she's not.
We even killed like, the dry.
Squash the feud.
Yeah, I'm not going to be putting in the
Squasher pamphlet. Feuds, killer
it's
of demons.
It's not going in my pamphlet, yeah, I'll say that much. Yeah.
What's your pamphlet printed on?
Paper.
Well, yeah,
what a fucking heathen.
I'm sorry. I don't have a tree. I'm afraid of
we're
angering
giving joy
by doing
to
it.
The children.
I mean, you gave a lot of joy to the children today.
Yeah, bringer of the joy.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Joy bringer.
Yep. It is. Yeah. That's so many dwarven children.
Yeah.
And like,
what did Fleddy say that was like super like that's what Christmas is all about or whatever?
Oh yeah, I forget what it was. It was really stupid. There were so many dumb lines in that.
He's like, I'm just here for my best friends, and like
yeah. The true spirit of Christmas.
Oh yeah, it's the true spirit of Christmas right there. Home is where my friends are.
That's what it was.
Yeah. There was a like nice Christmas movie kind of
you're
touching
welcome.
Moment.
You
yeah.
know, Ice Flock had to bring
brought it all around.
Yeah. Ice Flock, the dumb dumb, had to come up with the most heartwarming slogan.
God, I'm so dumb.
It worked.
Well, thank you all for being part of this long ass recording day. Yeah. Great job, everybody. Crushed it.
Rolled a negative one.
So bad.
For zero. I nat one for a negative one on something.
It's beautiful.
That's what D&D is all about.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So I guess next time we'll be back in Magria. Got a lot going on in Magria.
Oh, yeah.
Still pretty early in that one. Yeah. So, yeah. We find.
There's a lot of.
Yeah.
A lot to do now.
Yeah.
Gotta get Pitch back.
And no. Arendir.
But
I'm here.
They go hand in hand.
There too.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
What are we gonna just
not the guest? Who cares about the guest? We need Patch.
To be honest, we do need Patch. We need his fuel.
True.
You have the fuel already.
No, we don't. We need the Earth Nazis to pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Pick the fuel up. I still have no idea what that means.
We don't either.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to find out.
Figure it out.
They're gonna go pick it up though once we get them back.
All right, folks. We'll catch you next time in Magria. Back in action. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this Christmas one-shot.
I mean, it's 2025 now, but...
True.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year all.
Yeah. What a great year we had on
right?
here on Dicey Situations.
I know. And I gotta say, gentlemen, this is like the longest thing we've ever committed to.
Yeah.
We did a full year, an episode every single week. Never dropped a week.
Yeah.
Minus a couple of little COVID scares and some little wonky one-shots. We fucking did pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I concur.
Well, thanks, everybody.
All right, we'll see you next week, back in action, back in Magria. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.